During last year's war between Israel and Lebanon, Israeli airstrikes against a Lebanese power plant led to a major oil spill off the Lebanese coast. The United Nations says contamination levels along much of the coastline are returning to normal, but some of the damage done by the spill may be irreversible. The Lebanese government calls it the most significant environmental catastrophe in the country's history. And as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, coastal communities are still struggling with the spill's economic impact.
On a sunny winter morning, the Jewelbox Harbor in the town of Byblos looks exquisite, with small wooden boats bobbing in the harbor and old men perched on rocks casting into the surf. 73-year-old Saeed Jamil Khoura says for the visitor, Byblos may be as charming as ever, but there's no joy for the locals.
It was very bad here because of the oil spill. The fishermen couldn't fish, the tourists didn't come, people couldn't swim, and the people couldn't make a living.
Israeli warplanes bombed the GA power plant south of Beirut twice during the 34-day war with Hezbollah last summer, releasing a slick of heavy fuel oil that fouled some 95 miles of coastline. Here in Byblos, some residents say the toxic stench of hydrocarbons emanating from the thick layer of sludge that coated this harbor drove them from their homes. Just above the harbor is the impressive stone building that houses Pepe's de Byblos, the venerable seafood restaurant where the likes of Charles de Gaulle, Marlon Brando, and countless other recognizable faces have dined over the years. Josephine Nasser stands on the terrace filled with neatly laid, empty tables and says she's glad the fishermen are working again, but the tourists are still staying away. With a wry smile, she says, given the news lately, bus bombings on the 13th of this month, a huge demonstration on the 14th, she's not surprised.
We're always afraid. We were scared that something would happen on the 14th. Instead, something happened on the 13th. Then we waited for the reaction to the 14th. I mean, you know, what tourist is going to come here?
The United Nations Development Program reports that damage to Lebanon's water quality is probably temporary, but other impacts of the spill could be long-lasting. Environmentalist Wael Hamaydan stands on a public beach in Beirut and describes the forces that keep bringing oil back after the beach has been cleaned. He says in the summer, the ocean tends to pile new sand on the beach and suck it back offshore in the winter.
So in the summer, a lot of sand piled on this beach above the oil, and then a new layer of oil coming. So it was like a black forest cake, the sand here, 1 meter deep. You could see layers of sand and oil. Now in the winter, the sea pulls back the sand and the layers start to show.
The UN and other experts held back from coming to Lebanon immediately after the spill because of the danger from the ongoing war. That allowed the oil to disperse, harden, and sink into the sand or to the seabed. Hamaydan says despite heroic cleanup efforts, they've only managed to collect about 5% of the spilled oil. But he's proud of what has been done, especially the creative, low-tech efforts of local fishermen, such as the divers who literally rolled slabs of semi-hardened oil up like carpets and carried them off the seafloor.
The heroes in the cleanup of the oil spill are actually the fishermen themselves. They know the sea, they know how the water moved, so they were actually able, with little resources, develop new techniques to do cleanup.
Many Lebanese want to see Israel pay compensation for the damages done, possibly by putting money into an Eastern Mediterranean oil spill restoration fund. Israel has rejected assertions that the attack that caused the spill was a war crime and has made no offer of compensation. For the many Lebanese who make their living from sea and shore, the coming spring offers a recovering coastline, but not a recovering political situation, suggesting another difficult tourist season ahead. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.